Texte numéro 65. Sea shepherd activists free hundreds of threatened bluefin tuna off Libya. Stocks of bluefin tuna, one of the most valuable but endangered fish in the Mediterranean, have been decimated by ruthless overfishing in the last 20 years, to the point where they are now unlikely to survive more than a few more years. Catches are limited to 2 weeks of the year, and ship owners have been given strict quotas by governments, but with little policing, the industry has been easily able to flaunt the law. In the first action of its kind in North African waters, the international crew of the California-based Sea Shepherd Conservation Society released around 800 tuna from a cage being towed behind an Italian trawler called Cesare Rustico. The Cesare Rustico was first found by a Sea Shepherd reconnaissance flight. When he was questioned by the green activists, the captain of the Cesare Rustico said that the tuna were caught on the morning of the 14th of June by the Libyan vessel Tagreft. When the Sea Shepherd replied that the number of tuna in the cage exceeded the quota for the Tagreft, the captain said the cage also included tuna from 7 other Libyan seiners. He insisted that all the catches were caught on the 14th, the last legal day. The problem with that explanation was that Sea Shepherd activists had observed weather conditions for that day made fishing virtually impossible. They then concluded the fish had been freshly caught within the last 3 days at the most, well after the deadline. The Sea Shepherd, which annually confronts Japanese whalers in the Antarctic waters, then asked to examine the fish for juveniles. "But we were refused," the captain of the Sea Shepherd said. He then went on to describe the confrontation. "I put the bow of our boat onto the cage so we could look into the cage from the bow to examine it further. But suddenly, the fishing boat rammed into our boat." In the ensuing fracas, the Sea Shepherd crew retaliated, throwing rotten butter at the fishermen and then sent divers into one of the cages to identify the size, age and quantity of the bluefin tuna caught. Once it was clearly established that the cage was overstocked and that a high percentage were juveniles, Sea Shepherd divers freed the 700 to 800 tuna by cutting the fishing net. "It is our position that the bluefin tuna we freed from that cage held a large number of juveniles, and that the fish were caught after the official closure of the season. It is also our position that the fish that we freed exceeded the quota," the captain of the Sea Shepherd said. "They shot out of that net like racehorses," a Canadian cameraman added. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2010.